This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
God has his hand as far reached down to man from heaven with healing in it and with salvation in it as he's ever going to reach it. It's as far as it's going to go. And what we've got to do with our faith is we have to reach up. You reach up to heaven with your faith and you say, God, I lay hold of that promise. I believe that I'm healed. I don't care what my body feels like, what it looks like. I believe from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I'm healed. And as man's faith comes in contact with the power of God, there's always a supernatural change. Something happens on the inside of you where your metabolism starts changing, your body starts changing, and that healing is affected in your body. But you know what? The word says, pray for the sick. The word says, if there be any sick, in James 5, it says, if there be any sick, let them ask the elders of the church that they might pray for them and anoint their heads with oil. There's not many people asking. Normally, a minister's out asking them, anybody sick? You want me to pray for you? Not many people asking. You know, oh, well, I'm going to get healed when there's a ministry line. It wasn't a ministry line today. I guess I got to wait. I said, you think the lady with the issue of blood waited? Or you think she acted on the word? She heard words that Jesus was healing. She heard words there was a man coming who, if you could just get near him, she says, if I could just lay my hands on the hem of his garment, if I could just get near him, if I could just touch a part of him, I will be healed and made whole. And he looked at her and he didn't say, hey, you've been healed by my power. He says, your faith has made you whole. And you know what? I'm not Jesus, but your faith can still make you whole. It can still make you whole if you act upon the word. Six enemies to your faith. One is a failure to act upon the word. If you will not do the word, you're going to hinder your faith because you will begin to condemn yourself, remember? And when you condemn yourself, you say, God told me to do that. And no, I don't do that. When light comes in, you have to walk in that light or you begin to fall back into darkness and condemnation. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You should feel bad when you know better. You know what I mean? You should feel bad. I'm not going to tell you, oh, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, it's okay. You should feel bad. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. The word of God tells you to do something, you're going to go do something else. You should feel bad. But you know what you should do? You should jump up and say, gosh, I feel terrible. I'm sorry, Lord. Let me run to 1 John 1:9. Oh, 1 John 1:9, I love that one. Oh, gosh, you know, God, I've got to confess my sins. I know that if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness. Cleanse me, Lord. I'm sorry. I mean, I really do feel bad. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm truly penitent. And God will forgive you. As though it never happened, he'll put the sin as far as the east is from the west. But then again, remember, it's better to obedience is better than sacrifice. It's better to just walk by the word. And the thing about it, judge your Christianity and see if you're progressing from year to year. 5 years ago, would you still do the same things you're doing now? 2 years ago, are you still doing the same things now that you were doing then? Or are you getting less and less? It's progressive. None of us are perfect and none of us will reach perfection. But the Bible says strive to be perfect. The word says be perfect as Jesus and God are perfect. And we are striving to be perfect. But don't avoid acting on the word or it will definitely, definitely hinder you. A real faith, I'm talking about acting on the word, a real faith is the child of the knowledge of the word of God. Real faith is a child of the knowledge of God or a product or offspring of knowledge of God. When you have knowledge, which is power, as they say in the world, it's also power in the word. Because remember, we talked before that the anointing of God is on the word. And people say, Pastor, how do I have more anointing, Pastor? I see Brother Hagin. I see Fred Price. I see Kenneth Copeland. I see Marilyn Hickey. I see all these different people, Lord, and they just have so much power. I read about the old people, Charles Spurgeon and Lewis and all the rest of these people. And I see power, Lord. I don't have that power. You know what those people had that you don't have? More knowledge of the word which produces the anointing. The anointing of God breaks the yoke. I'm telling you, with more, I say, Lord, I need more anointing in my life. What am I saying? God, wave a magic wand over my head and just magically make me anointed? All you're saying is, God, I need more knowledge of the word. And if you realize you're saying that, you don't have to say it. You just get your Bible open and say, what are you doing? I'm getting anointed. You know why? Because the anointing is on his word. And the more of his word I have, the more of God's word that I know, the more anointing I have. And anointing gives you power to change things, to see things, to walk in the supernatural ability of God. Therefore, real faith is the child of knowledge of the word of God. Let's move on to our final point, to the six enemies of faith. Failure to hold fast to our confession. Failure to hold fast to the confession of our faith. Slip over to Romans 10:10, which should be very familiar to most of us. Now, Romans chapter 10, verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Let's move on to our final point, to the six enemies of faith. Failure to hold fast to our confession. Failure to hold fast to the confession of our faith. Slip over to Romans 10:10, which should be very familiar to most of us. Now, Romans chapter 10, verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man will believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth his confession is made unto salvation. Okay, I believe in God in my heart. Am I saved? No. Okay, I confess God with my mouth. Am I saved? No. But if I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth, then I shall be saved. So it's a public announcement of what you've done in your heart. I've just switched my heart to believe God. I believe in the word. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you with my mouth, I believe in God. I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid. If I'm ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of me before the Father. No, I love God and I praise him forevermore. Praise God. Now, Mark 11, 23, 24. Mark chapter 11. I'm going to flip over there real quick for sake of time. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now you got to hold fast. There's a lot of confessing going on here. There's a lot of saying involved. You got to say what you want to God. You got to say you have it before you get it, because you believe you do have it. Because it says that if you believe when you pray, then you shall have. When do you believe that you have it? When you pray. No, I'll believe it when I see it. My name is Thomas, Doubting Thomas. I'll believe it when I see it. So if I see the holes in his hand and the nail marks and all the rest of this, I'll not believe. Thomas is far from faith. More blessed are they that believe and have not seen. And we want to be blessed. It says that if you believe that you receive when you pray, then you shall have. How about if I don't believe until after I see it? Well, you're not going to have it, because it says if you believe when you pray, then you shall have. Well, no, I want to have part, but I don't want to believe until I see it. Well, you shall not have. If you write that scripture, if you wait to see to believe, because seeing is believing, you might as well quit waiting, because it ain't coming. Not through God. Because it says, remember the word, if you believe when you pray that you have it, then you shall receive it. I believe I'm healed when I pray. I don't care what my body feels like. I believe my financial needs are met when I'm praying for one to be met when I pray. It doesn't matter. It happens when I pray. And it's taken care of. And I cast my care over on the Lord and I roll it away and I don't worry about it anymore. Because God has blessed me and I'm set. If you have a failure, to hold fast to that confession. Because what did you just confess? You just confess you have it. Lord, it's mine. I thank you for it. I've got it. I praise you for it, Lord. And then next week you're like, oh, I'm so broke. You believe in God. This is what we do. We undo our confession. That's not laying hold to your confession or laying hold to the profession of your faith. If you say, somebody says, Sister so-and-so, what happened at church today? Oh, I went there. The pastor laid for me. I received my healing. Oh, everything's fine. You're feeling great now? I said, I believe I received my healing. I believe God healed me at that point. I don't care what I feel like. I believe I received my healing then. Oh, but do you still feel bad? See, because people want to get you over into the sight. And what do we do? For we walk by faith, not by sight. But people want to walk by sight. That's why certain things you don't discuss with other people because they'll pull your faith down. You go to the world and, you know, you go to the world and you think you're real bright, but this is a sign of spiritual immaturity. You go real bright and you go in, I got prayed for today, I'm healed. And you got a crutch and you limping and you dragging your leg like this. I got healed today, yesterday at church, I'm walking straight now. You don't have to scream that all over the place to folks who are walking by sight because they're going to look at you, you can't be healed, look at your leg. Are you crazy? Do you need a doctor? Have you lost your mind? So what do? You keep your confession to yourself. And you share it with your brother and sister who's going to join with you in faith and believe and say, yes, sister, I believe you were healed then too. The power of God is working in your body right now. It's affecting a healing and a cure from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I believe you're made whole. And it doesn't matter what it looks like, because one day you're going to be doing this and the next day you're going to be doing this. And then you can go tell the people in the world, oh yeah, I got healed last Sunday. Because then they can see. So they can understand now. And you can rejoice and you can spread the testimony of the power of God abroad. But you keep it to yourself, except with believers, because you need to stay around people that's encouraging you in faith when you believe in God for something. If you got financial need and you believe in God for your finances and you're trying to hold fast to your confession of your faith, you can't go one day and say, oh yeah, I prayed and God supernaturally met my need, but here it is today. Oh my gosh, the bills are so high. I'm so broke. I'm so poor. I don't have two pennies to rub together. I don't have two nickels I can scrape together. I'm so broke. You don't worry about that. You can't worry about that. You got to say, no, I prayed and asked God to supply my need. And God supplied my need, so my needs are met. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. My bank account is full. My house is full. Every need that I have is met.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the W.